Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We've got a couple of great guests today. John Mead with John Thomas Jewelers in studio with me this afternoon here for the first couple segments, and then we're going to be joined by our political commentator, Steve McKee. John, welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thanks so much for having me back once again. You're always so gracious to invite me in. So.
John, you and your wife Janelle are in business together. You've got a couple of children, cancer survivor, all kinds of cool things going on in your life. You shared with us last time you were in that you had a chance to meet your daughter.
I met my daughter for the first time this past July. Met her adoptive dad and her oldest son Joey and her middle son Johnny, and it just was amazing. My wife and my kids were with us, and we just all got to see each other's faces for the first time. She was put up for adoption when she was first born, almost 35 years ago, and I've just always hoped to meet her. Try to make it where she could find me if she went looking. And luckily, on Mother's Day, she took the Ancestry DNA test, and we got a positive match. So,
what a great story. I mean, a lot of people have the same kind of hope, the same kind of aspiration. They have great parents and love them and care about them, but they always wonder about their birth parent or parents. And in this case, it's been a nice union and a nice relationship that you've had so far. So congratulations. We'll continue to pray about that. You've got all kinds of stuff going on at John Thomas Jewelers. Want to let everybody know that John Thomas Jewelers is located at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast in Suite 310. So on the third floor of the Lewis University buildings, the way the building's named, right?
Correct, yeah.
Right, just east of Coronado Center.
Directly east across the street. The building's set back a little way, so not everyone notices it, but once you see that white and gray building, you can't miss it.
Well, so. And that was very purposeful for you. I mean, you're trying to keep the overhead low. You're trying to give people a good deal. You're also trying to get the bad guys to stay away from your place because you've got a lot of valuable stuff, right?
We're a pretty unattractive target when they come looking because they have to get buzzed in. There's no quick exit. There's an elevator they have to wait for. So they pass us up and go other places usually.
Well, it's a really safe, very comfortable environment for people to shop for that special gift. And I want to start by asking you a little bit. You got a special event coming up this week. Tell us about that.
We actually, for the very first time ever, you know, for many, many years in the jewelry business, all I did was just focus on customers walking in the door, engagement rings, custom design. But my wife, who is now my boss technically because I'm married to her, she's really wanting to kind of expand what we do a little bit and give other customers opportunities with us. And so on Tuesday, September 10th, one day only, we're having our first ever estate and antique jewelry show. Singer Estate Company is bringing in $3 million worth of estate, antique, and celebrity pieces. So we're actually going to have pieces that were designed for or previously owned by Shirley Temple, Elizabeth Taylor, Elvis Presley, Burt Reynolds, John Wayne. It's just some really cool pieces. And then what's surprising to me is we got, you know, kind of into the information in this is prices are only $500 and up. So you can come in and get a piece of history, something you never would see anywhere else for as little as $500.
John Mead, owner of John Thomas Jewelers, in studio with us this afternoon. We appreciate you being with us here on ABQ Connect. And this event that you just described is happening on Tuesday, September 10th. Doors open at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And it's one day only. You know, I've had people say, well, I can't make it till Wednesday. I mean, literally, this is there for one day only. It's going to take up half of the store. You've seen the store.
Yeah.
You know, that entire left side is going to be just case after case after case of really cool stuff. But yeah, at 6 p.m. we lock the door, and then everything goes on to the next jeweler. So
John, you got to tell us when would you like to see a person that's wanting to or considering getting married? I would assume that most of the time it's the men that are shopping for the women, but I have a follow up question as to whether couples should shop together. So I wanted to talk to you about all of that.
Well, that's interesting. You know, in the 30 years I've been doing this, it started off the guy always came in by himself. I mean, 30 years ago, the guy came in, and then over the years, that kind of started to evolve, and the guy would come in sometimes with the future mother-in-law. Then the guy started coming in with the girl. Then I had a period in the late 90s and early 2000s where the girl was coming in.
Mm.
I actually had one girl come in, choose it, pick it out, buy it, bring it home, and showed him what he bought.
Oh, what he bought.
Yeah, that's still, for me, that was a one-time thing. But then, you know, it started kind of going full circle. Now it's back to where the guy comes in by himself again about 80% of the time. You know, for the longest time, it was always couples together. But to answer your question, you know, we always end up being the last store they go to just because of selection, pricing, what we can do for them, the warranty. But if you come in early on, we can teach you enough about diamonds where as you go out shopping, you are very well informed and you're not making a blind purchase. And so if you come to us first, we'll spend 5 minutes, teach you enough about diamonds that when you go out shopping, you can go, now, wait a minute, why is that $2,800? That's cut too deep. You know, and that just gives you such empowerment when you're shopping. It's not a blind purchase anymore.
You've also done some unusual things recently in terms of shopping for diamonds. You made a trip to one of the most prevalent diamond supplying or geographically plentiful diamond suppliers in the world, right?
Actually, that's coming up. September 28th, my wife and I, we travel to Antwerp, Belgium.
Okay.
80% of the world's rough diamonds are still traded in Antwerp.
So people between now and that time are going to have a chance to come in, and you might be able to shop for what they're looking for.
Exactly. That's the huge advantage there. Not only is the dollar stronger right now, so it goes further when you're there, but we're able to sit down and look through millions of dollars worth of diamonds instead of calling up my cutter and saying, hey, can you send me this diamond for this guy Jim wants to take a look at a diamond? I can go there, sit down, get my eyes on it, and pick the prettiest diamond for the money for you.
John Thomas Jewelers, they are located at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard. They're in Suite 310. They're on the third floor of the Lewis University Building. And it's a very comfortable, very safe, low pressure, I will say. Yeah. And I really appreciate that. It's a nice place to shop. We have more with John coming up. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Constead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Constead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. John Mead, owner of John Thomas Jewelers, in studio with me. John is a longtime supporter here at KNKT. John, we appreciate that advertising that you do. Helps us get the message out and encourage people as much as we can. And I appreciate what you just said. Your approach to people shopping for diamonds is really to educate them and help them understand what they're looking for. So you'd love to have that opportunity early on in the process. You're not dissuading them from going shopping after that.
No, in fact, if anything, if we encourage them to shop around a little bit, if they come into us first, we can say, okay, here's depth percentage, table percentage, polish, symmetry, fluorescence. I have a screenshot of two diamonds from BlueNile.com They're both 2-carat round HSI-1. So both the same color, clarity, carat weight, which is what most people shop, you know, with those specs in mind. One is $16,000, the other is $24,000.
Wow.
So why is one $16,000 and the other one's $24,000? Well, they both sound like they're a 2017 Chevy Silverado with 8,000 miles. Why is the price so different? Well, you get into the other specs of depth percentage, table percentage, fluorescence. You learn that, and now you can shop anywhere. You know, when you first come in, if you come in and we show you the screenshot of the local, you know, there's a chain store here in town, and we have a screenshot of their diamond that's $6,000. And then we have a screenshot of our diamond, the same diamond, on our inventory for $2,000. It's kind of hard to maybe understand. Is it the exact same diamond? Once you get educated on diamonds, you can go to BlueNile.com, you can go to Jared's, you can go to any store you want to, and then you'll really get an understanding of what you're looking at. Then when you do come back, because everyone comes back to us, when you do come back, you're very confident in your purchase.
If you'd like to contact John Thomas Jewelers, you can call them at 505-342-9200, and their website is John, J-O-H-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Jewelers, J-E-W-E-L-E-R-S.com. It's JohnThomasJewelers.com. It'll tell you all about their special event happening on September 10th, next Tuesday. Any information about this diamond shopping that you're going to be doing on the 20th?
I think it's just going to be very interesting. We were invited to go based on our, you know, we do a lot of diamond business now. So you can't just go to Antwerp and say, hey, I'm here to buy diamonds. You've got to be invited. You got to have appointments. And for us to be able to sit down and look through 100 of each size, color, clarity, I mean, we'll look through thousands of diamonds in the 4 days we're going to be there. It's a unique opportunity. I wish I'd had that chance myself when I was picking my wife's diamond, you know, to be able to choose the prettiest diamond for the same amount of money, because they can all look a little different. It's a unique opportunity. What we're doing, too, if you come in between now and September 28th when we leave and you pre-order a diamond, you put down half, then I'll shop for you when I'm there. We're giving you up to $500 off any ring in the store. No minimum purchase on the ring. So if you came in, pre-ordered a diamond, and the ring you pick is $500, you get the ring for free.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's just something different. Try to make it a little bit fun. So,
John Thomas Jewelers, again, they're located at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast, Suite 310, and you frankly had some success. And I hope that you're getting some benefit by advertising with us, because we have some very loyal listeners and people that want to deal with honest people with integrity. And the fact that you're a believer helps quite a bit, I'm sure, as well.
When they come in and they say they heard me on KNKT or Star 88, it's an instant connection. And it's really nice. You know, we have shared beliefs, and that's one of the main reasons we support the station and the ministry. But we'd love to do more business with more believers.
And John, I want to say in the same breath, you are going to treat people regardless of their faith exactly the same way. You're going to love on them and care for them and educate them and do all kinds of good things to help them out as well.
Well, the man upstairs was doing that for me long before I became a believer, and you know, I want to try to do the same for other people. So
yeah, that's neat. Hey, you also have had so much success, you might could use a little bit more help down at the store. Tell us about that.
That's the biggest understatement you said on this show. we have grown literally 900% in the last 6 years, and we could really use some good people on our side of the counter. We do so much custom. I know you visited the store and kind of saw what we're doing. We do so much custom that jewelry experience is very, very, very helpful. I won't say it's absolutely a deal breaker, but if you came in with some jewelry experience, then I can really get you up to speed pretty quick. But, you know, anybody that's a professional salesperson that's looking for a really nice environment, you know, nobody ever quits and leaves working with me. I've had the same staff for 20 plus years. It's just a nice family-friendly environment. Anybody that wants to maybe change careers and do something very fulfilling. I mean, you get a young couple at the very beginning of their relationship, and you get them into a beautiful ring that signifies their love. It's a great, rewarding feeling.
I can imagine. But how about these guys that have been married a few years? You need them to get in the store too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We're very lucky. We get a lot of anniversaries, a lot of upgrades. You know, that executive group that I joined, there's about 150 members, and at least half of them have come in and bought their wives something.
Oh, so nice.
It's not just young and engaged couples. It's, you know, anybody that wants to pick up something special, something to commemorate. You know, there's very few things in life we'll ever purchase that will outlast us. You know, you buy a house, a car, shoes, clothes, anything. 50 years later, it's usually not in the same condition or it's long gone. You buy a diamond ring, you pass that down for generations. So.
Yeah, what a neat thing. And you can, I remember getting engaged and just the look on her face and you know, it's pretty spectacular. My daughter just got married here a couple weeks ago. And, you know, when she got her ring, she was just ecstatic. So, yeah, I mean, that brings a lot of joy, not really because of the jewelry itself, but because the sentiment and the love that it conveys. It, yeah. It's an amazing, I like this, the symbol in our culture.
One of our little campaigns that we run is, you know, we'll make the ring, you make the moment.
Yeah.
Because we just, you know, create your design, hand it to you, and then the moment isn't when we hand it to you. The moment is when you get down on one knee and hand it to her. So.
Well, John, as always, we're going to follow up with you again after you get out on your trip on the 20th, and then we want to hear all about how the jewelry sale went with all the celebrity pieces and different things. That should be a lot of fun. So thanks again for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect and for being such a great sponsor. Everybody, if you're looking for jewelry and want to learn something about it and know how to shop, go by John Thomas Jewelers. You can call them at 505-342-9200. Their website is johnthomasjewelers.com. Anything else we need to let people know, John?
No, just we really appreciate all the listeners that come in, and just look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be back with Steve McKee talking about New Mexico politics and whether or not the world is getting better as we move along. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.